Right then, it is almost the end of the Premier League season, but all the way back in August, I did a prediction video with the guys over at Ball Street, and we went through every single position from 20th to 1st and give our reasons about who we thought would finish where and why. Now, there's probably a couple of shockers in here.
I'm not saying that we're even coming second this season, but I think 3rd is where we'll finish. But I think it's really interesting. We might finish 5th if Jose goes.
But let's have a look what I thought was going to happen in this year's Premier League season. Now, relegation teams, I thought Cardiff, Southampton and Brighton were going down. Now, Cardiff, I did have them coming bottom. I don't rate Warnock. I'm actually amazed that he's a Premier League team manager, to be honest with you. They do play City tonight and I don't think they're winning. So that means that there's a 5-point gap between them and Burnley, and I think that is going to be too much for them. So I'm pretty sure they're going to go down. They did have a major tragedy with the death of Emiliano Sala. Could he have kept them up? Their top scorer currently is Camarasa with only 5 goals. They desperately did need Salah's goals, but we can never say, can we, what effect that tragedy would have had on them. I had Southampton. Now, a couple of wins has lifted them out of danger. They did look doomed, but getting rid of Hughes for Hasenhüttl has seemed like a pretty good move for him. He should really get the chance to go and build on what he's done already now, because he's actually got a better record at Saints than what Pochettino had, interestingly. I also have Brighton, although they're still in the mix. They're only on 33 points, tied with Saints and Burnley. Glenn Murray, for me, has been the surprise with 11 goals at 35 years of age. Also, knockout has been pretty useful for them. I'm sure they're probably going to stay up now. Now, the first big one that I cocked up on, I would have to say, is Watford. I had them down all the way there in 17th. And although I thought they'd have enough to stay up, I thought they was going to struggle, especially after losing Richarlison. Now, you could argue that Deulofeu has replaced what Richarlison really offered. They found a system that worked. They played great on a counter. Deeney's had a good season. And Doucouré and Kapui, they found a pretty good partnership. And they've done well. They've done a lot better than I expected them to do. And they're in the top half, so fair play to them. Now, Huddersfield, I don't know why I had these so high up, to be honest with you. Maybe I thought that others were just going to be that bad. But they were pretty shit. Leading scorer from them this season is tied between Zanka, who's a centre-half, and Callum Grant, who's been signed from Charlton in January and has got 3 goals in 4 starts. And I actually don't know what's more tragic, between having a leading scorer that you've signed from Charlton or a centre-half, or 3 goals being your top amount that you've scored. Anyway, I had Fulham pretty high up. Now, I didn't think there was going to be top half like some people, but when you look at their credentials, you go, well, okay, they beat Villa in a playoff final, scored loads of goals. They made some really genuinely quality signings like Siri, Mitrovic. They brought in Chambers and Schürrle on loan and Timbo, although that didn't really work out. I didn't think they may admit that they'd be amazing, but I did think that they was going to stay up, and that's clearly not been the case because they are way down and way down, already relegated down. They did not do as good as I thought. This middle section, now, not really too many shocks. I had it as Bournemouth, Palace, Newcastle. It's actually Newcastle, Palace, Bournemouth, so pretty much bang on what I thought there. Burnley. Now, I did think that the Europa League would affect them, but I actually thought they would go pretty far in it, not get binned at the first hurdle, and it did affect them, or it seems to have affected them. I can't actually work out why it's gone so pear-shaped, because they've not been involved in a long Europa League campaign. Was it a lack of pre-season? I don't get why they've been so bad. I had them quite high up. They finished nowhere near that. I don't know what the crack is there. Leicester, pretty much what I expected. Now, I had Wolves a step down lower than where they currently are. I knew the Mendes thing would be a big lift for them. I didn't expect them to be the best of the rest. 7th is a fantastic achievement, and let's be honest, they bullied us a little bit this year. It would be good to see if they can kick on, or if they're going to end up getting stripped of the likes of Neves and Johnny and Dendonka and Doherty, etc. Because I don't know where this project is going. I don't know what the plan is long term for them. I can't imagine that they're thinking we'll go and win titles and compete in the Champions League. I don't imagine it's that. I think they're selling this dream to these players as it'll be a stepping stone and we'll sell you into Europe's elite after a good season with Wolves. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. West Ham, yes, I overestimated these a little bit. I think age has probably caught up with some of them players, and let's be honest, they're just like the worst run club in football, aren't they? Everton. Now, it started well, didn't it, for Silva? He made a couple of pretty good signings there with Mina and Digna and obviously Richarlison, and then it totally fell apart to the point now where actually Silva's got a worse record with Everton than Sam Allardyce did. Perception's mad, isn't it? Chelsea, I thought they were 6th. They're in 6th. I think they'll stay sixth. There's something rotten at that club, and I don't know if it's the players or the atmosphere that's created by Roman Abramovich, but they can't continue in the cycle that they're in. I think that it's going to get worse for them before it gets better going forward. Transfer bans, players leaving in the summer. It's going to suck to be a Chelsea fan. Now, Arsenal, yes, of course. I had Arsenal in fifth, and it wasn't a bad shout, really, for most of the season. They've hit some fantastic form of late. 5 wins and 1 draw in the last six, and it's seen them elevate into third place. Now, can they hold on that? There probably is pressure on for them. They're in a very good spot, but there is still 18 to play for. Spurs, fourth. That's currently where they sit, and that's where I thought they would be. They've got a great starting 11, but can't convert it into silverware. Spursy. Now, us, United. Now, yeah, I thought third. I also thought if Jose goes fifth, and let's be honest, both of them are kind of still on the table, really, aren't they? I definitely underestimated the impact that Jose falling out with everyone was going to have on the team. And in hindsight, you could probably wheel it all the way back to that Sevilla game. Pre-season was horrendous. Ollie came in, he straightened us out a little bit. He temporarily got us back in the top four, and he raised the expectation level by doing so. Because when he was brought in, I said, I think we're going to finish top four now. And people were saying, we're too far off. We're not going to be able to do it from here. But it's still on the table. It's still there to fight for us. And I think we can definitely still do that. So he has raised the expectations. Some people didn't think it was possible for us to do it. We're in the mix. I still think we're reliant on Spurs, Spursing it up to get that fourth spot. I think Arsenal might be just have a bit too much for us now with how it's gone. But two losses in the last three games has really dented our hopes of getting in that top four. The other option that we've got is, you know, the very simple task of beating Barcelona in the quarterfinals, Liverpool in the semis, and City in the final. Yeah, no big deal. Liverpool, now, I think they're coming second. I think City are going to have a little bit too much for them. And as a member of the human race, I can't actually accept Liverpool winning a title. It's a horrific prospect. Luckily, it is still in City's hands. If City just would go and win all their games, and as I had it, City coming top. It's what I expected in August. It's what I expect now in April. Not happy about it, but I think it is what it is. Well, that was my predictions at the start of the season. Not too many howlers really there. I think Watford and Burnley, the big shocks, and Wolves, I did expect them to do well. They did a little bit better than I expected. No massive shocks. Who do you expect at the start of the season? Who's been the biggest shock? Who's been the biggest disappointment? Let me know in the comments. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.